From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday, voting overwhelmingly for independence.
Lo de avui és una victòria de la ciutadania.
Several thousand gathered in Barcelona to celebrate, among them Josep, who said the vote was a victory for the people despite what he called state aggression, a reference to police efforts to interrupt the referendum. Hundreds more were injured.
Avui Catalunya ha guanyat molts referèndums.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said the people of Catalonia won the right to be heard, respected, and recognized. He's expected to make a declaration of independence within 48 hours. But Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dast has said the central government has a duty to uphold the law.
We have offered dialogue without naturally accepting a precondition, which is the holding of an illegal referendum.
Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council said he expects the independence declaration to be made.
The question is if they feel that this is a legitimate move or not. I think they will go ahead and they'll do it, trying to force Europe or, you know, the European Commission to jump into this, or trying to force the Spanish government to negotiate.
The ballot has no legal standing. It's been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. The port of the Libyan city Benghazi was officially reopened Sunday for the first time in 3 years after fighting for control of the country's second-largest city erupted between rival factions. Islamist forces were expelled from Benghazi in July by elements of the Libyan National Army commanded by military strongman Khalifa Haftar, whose allegiance lies with the Eastern administration. Meanwhile, new UN envoy Ghassan Salameh opened Libyan political transition talks in Tunis Sunday. This is VOA News.